Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of confident strategies for multifamily professionals. Joining me by phone is an international best-selling author, a sought-after keynote speaker, and the CEO of Best Branding Solutions, the fabulous Tara Lafon-Gooch. Welcome, Tara.
Hey, welcome. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this conversation. I know that you have an opportunity to speak to a lot of people in a lot of different industries, and I'm very interested in seeing what you can share to help our multifamily folks who are a strong industry boost their confidence and create these strategies to help them on their entrepreneurial journey. So let's talk a little bit about that. What is the GRASP method? I know that's something that you are wanting to talk about today, the GRASP method.
Yeah, so it's a five-step method, G-R-A-S-P, and what it stands for is gratitude, responsibility, action, sight, and purpose. And it's a five-step method that I use to gain confidence, and I know your audience is entrepreneurs just like I am, and we know how much confidence it takes to, you know, start a business, do something scary, get out of your comfort zone, etc. So I developed this five-step method to help people become highly confident, because here's an interesting statistic. Maybe your listeners will appreciate this. According to Psychology Today, 85% of the world's global population, if you can believe it, suffers from low self-esteem, Paul.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's prevalent among anybody, right? This is a conversation for all types of people, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. It's one of those just universal things that I think a lot of people are struggling with. But as you know, it takes a lot of confidence to become an entrepreneur and, you know, especially investing in real estate and that type of thing. So I developed this method to help others really gain that confidence in their lives so that they can do big things.
Talk a little bit about the GRASP method, the gratitude.
Yeah. You know, gratitude is such a fundamental thing. I feel like, you know, not just for fulfillment in life. I mean, that makes sense. But also to build confidence as well, because when we appreciate the things that, you know, in our past, the journey that we've been on in life, and the small wins that we've had, even on a day-to-day basis, it really opens up your mindset to see even more abundance and prosperity right in front of you a lot of the times. And it's really a transformative thing that I know completely changed my life. And it also changed the way I lead others, but also myself at the same time.
And what are some of the ways that you can cultivate gratitude?
Absolutely. So, you know, gratitude, I love the word cultivation, because I do think of it as, you know, activity that, just like if you take a seed and you're going to cultivate a seed and watch it grow into, you know, a plant, right, that you can harvest eventually. You know, you need a cultivated ground for that. It's nurturing, right? It's that same seed, you know, when cultivated and planted in the ground with and given the right environment and nutrition and all of these different types of factors, grows into the potential of what it's supposed to be. But you take that same seed and you kind of, you know, carelessly throw it, maybe in the middle of the road. It may sprout, right? But will it take into the full form that it's meant to be? And, you know, I think when we cultivate gratitude, like you're saying, it really allows for that environment to where change is actually possible, where transformation, just like that seed, is possible, where prosperity is possible. So there's a couple of examples that I would really love to share with your audience about this as it relates to multifamily real estate as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 2008, it was really not that long ago, right? And we were in a recession and people were afraid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I found an example. Her name's Sarah Sims, and she said actually during this 2008 recession how cultivating gratitude, even, you know, in the face of severe financial losses, she started this gratitude practice daily, that even when times are tough, it was, what can I find that's good? And it's really shifting your mindset, right? Because it's so easy to look for the negative, and you'll keep finding the negative when you keep looking for it. The same is true for gratitude. When you find the gratitude in something, what did something teach you? What did you learn from it? How did you grow? You'll start to be a lot more grateful for even failure, right?
Right.
And it could be something as simple as, and her quote is, I started by being grateful for small wins, like finding a great tenant or closing a single deal. This habit kept her going even when everything else felt uncertain. And I think we're still living in uncertain times. Don't you agree?
Yeah, no, I do. I do. And we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. Tell us a little bit about some of the tips that you can, people can use to incorporate gratitude into their daily routines.
Absolutely. You know, it's about being grateful for every team member, every investor, every tenant, right? When we think about how many people we're impacting, right, through multifamily real estate or otherwise, and it could be something as small, starting a gratitude journal. I like, personally, a gratitude journal at the end of the day as well, not always at the beginning. It's what you have time for, right? But find at the end of the day, what are three things that are really good that happened that day? It could be you closed a single deal. It could be that you fixed a problem, that something was handled and is off of your hands now. It could be something as simple as that. And when we focus on these, like, three, maybe you have more, but everyone has at least three good things that happened to them that day, you'll start to see more, again, things that you're grateful for in your life come to fruition. And I just think it's a small habit that, you know, really paints a big picture of how to keep you grounded and grateful, honestly.
We've got about 2 minutes left. I wanted to, I mean, you obviously, when you're talking about journaling something or creating a list, mm-hmm, of the things that, you know, that's a singular, that's something you do for yourself. What about showing gratitude to others? What effect does that have?
Absolutely. It's so impactful, right? And it could be anything from, you know, us going and getting a coffee that morning, us being grateful for our staff, for the leadership team making it happen every single day, and expressing gratitude toward them with specific examples. And I think that's very important in leadership, right? In general, regardless of what industry you're in, appreciating those who have done for you. It's so key. And being specific about it as well, it shows that you're in tune with what's going on. It shows that there's a deeper level of appreciation, that it's not just surface level. And when you express gratitude to people, to your tenants, to the people that are in your business that do the work every single day, you'll find that they stay longer. You'll find that they're happier. And you know what? This leads to an even better financial outcome because you're not having to replace as much, right? And worry where the next one is coming from. When you have a happy staff, when you have happy tenants, and you express it through gratitude, it's one of those residual ripple effects that continues to just grow for you. It really is transformative in all aspects of business.
All right, well, we're going to end this segment here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network. am coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We're discussing the topic of confidence strategies for multifamily professionals. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is an international best-selling author, a sought-after keynote speaker, and the CEO of Best Branding Solutions, the amazing Tara LaFon Gooch. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Tara, in the first segment, we're talking about these confidence strategies, and you like to use what's called, or what you call, the GRASP method, G-R-A-S-P. In the first segment, we talked about the G in GRASP, which is gratitude. The R is for responsibility, and to use both in leadership and decision-making. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Responsibility, it's an ownership mentality, right? So we, at the end of the day, we're responsible of our choices, and because we're responsible of choices and habits, we're also responsible for outcomes. And I think that's really important because it's so easy to deflect responsibility and blame others, right, if things don't go right or according to plan. But it's really important to have a mindset as well of ownership. So we, at the end of the day, have to ask ourselves, what could I have done different? What could I have done better? And there's a great quote from Joe Fairless, who's a multifamily investor. And he says, when I take full responsibility of my decisions, I feel empowered to make changes. Blaming external factors weakens your ability to lead. And I just think that is so powerful because in his example, his focus on that accountability has actually helped him build one of the largest multifamily portfolios in the country. And he credits his success to that responsibility mindset. So I think it's really important component to not only confidence building, but just overall success that we have in life. What do you think about that, Paul?
No, I think that's very true. And, you know, I'm curious as to how accepting responsibility, the R, responsibility and GRASP, can lead to empowering and to achieve greater control over business success. What have you found on that?
Absolutely. It's, again, so easy to deflect and blame, right? So whether you're investing in a property, a multifamily real estate, or leading a team, or you're probably doing both, right? You have to take responsibility of those actions. So one way we can utilize this in leadership, if we're, you know, if we have people that work for us, do we have a responsibility to train them, right? Are we training them? Are we guiding them? Do they know their roles and responsibilities, their own individual responsibilities, right? And that clear communication really goes a long way when we just deal with people in general, right? And it starts with within ourselves. Something I always like to mention as well when I train leaders or teams is that we can't lead a team of many without first leading a team of one, right? Mm-hmm. And it makes sense. You have to have ownership of yourself first before you can expect other people who are under you or working for you or with you to also have that ownership. You need to lead the charge, as it were, and show other people what taking that responsibility and ownership ultimately, you know, the outcomes that it produces. And I just think this is so important because, again, there's so much change in the world, right? Things are constantly changing. The economy's changing. Our staff may change. Our tenants will change. Our portfolio will change. It's how we react to change that counts. So, you know, deals don't always go as planned, and we can be overwhelmed or discouraged when they don't, or we can embrace the mindset of responsibility, which I found I could learn from each of those experiences that I've had and actually apply them to lessons in future deals, working with future clients and prospects or properties or investment opportunities. So it's taking that ownership that really can transform any business, and it really helps breed confidence within you as well. I think that's really important.
Yeah, and we've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. Can you provide any examples that that you found meaningful about how responsible leadership can drive better team success and increase the relationship with the residents?
Yes. I'm sure everybody on this radio show tuning in today has heard of Grant Cardone, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So he's one of the more well-known, I would say, multifamily investors. And he talks about, you know, his philosophy a lot, which he says everything in his business is his responsibility. If there's a problem with tenants or a property issue, he owns it. And this approach builds trust within his team and his tenants, who know that he's committed to solving problems and impacting their living experiences. And don't we all look for that in the leader? Again, regardless of what industry or profession we're in, we look to somebody who's going to be taking responsibility and ownership. And, you know, if I was an employee, for example, I would have so much more respect for a leader who was a little bit vulnerable, right? If something didn't go right, and examined their own selves instead of deflecting blame on others. One creates a culture of ownership and responsibility and like a success mindset. The other creates a culture of toxicity and blame and shame and finger pointing, quite frankly. And the same is true with tenants. So it's really important that, you know, as leaders, as entrepreneurs, as investors, that we take these lessons to heart, because these are some of the, you know, most well-known people in the industry, and they're using, again, this approach to really have even more success and better outcomes and buy more properties and invest more and, you know, get more successful in prosperity and abundance. And I think that's something that we could all benefit from, regardless of where we are, because I'm assuming some of your listeners, right, have more than one property. Other listeners may be on their journey and starting. So, you know, the sooner you, quote-unquote, grasp this concept, right, the more success you'll have at a quicker pace. Because if I think about this in my own entrepreneurial journey, Paul, before I started entrepreneurship, this grasp method that I'm talking about wasn't formulated yet. What I wouldn't have given to have these concepts before I started. I feel like I would be much more successful. I feel like I would be much more well-positioned to handle rejection, to handle failure, to reframe my mindset, to show up more confidently during deals, to be able to provide more for my family even quicker. So I realize as a leader, as an entrepreneur, that it's all about that mindset shift. And honestly, when we develop that, you know, shift in the mindset that I'm talking about, it really does change the game.
We've got about a minute left, and could you give an example of how not to be take the responsibility aspect. What should someone not do?
So responsibility, what somebody should not do is blame themselves. Guess what? You're an imperfect human being. So while we need to take responsibility, it's not about blaming ourselves or blaming others. I want to really reinforce that. This is about acknowledgement and management and decision making, right? So we can't manage what we can't measure. So that's why learning from the journey and the experiences are so important. And that's why it's not about blame. It's just about a responsibility and an ownness to something that we're doing to help mitigate future failures and improve outcomes in the future. That's what this is about. It's all a journey of self-awareness and discovery, quite frankly.
All right, well, we are going to leave it here. We're going to be back right after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of confidence strategies for multifamily professionals. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is an international best-selling author and sought-after keynote speaker and the CEO of Best Branding Solutions, the fantastic Tara LaFonguge. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learning the truth about applicant income. So Tara, in the first segment, we talked about you introduced your GRASP method, G-R-A-S-P, and we talked about the G, which is gratitude. In the last segment, we talked about the R, which is responsibility and leadership. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the A, which is action as a key to entrepreneurial growth. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. Action is just so important. I think anybody listening to this you know, program understands the importance of taking action. And there's a really amazing quote by Michael Blank, and here's what he says. I've learned that imperfect action, is better than perfect inaction. So important. Isn't that profound? It's so simple, right?
Right.
And he's a multifamily investor and educator, and he says that every step forward, even if it's small, right, builds momentum and confidence. So we can see how confidence is brought about by taking action, because a lot of people that are listening to this program, I would probably consider them high-achieving people. They are people that have risen to ranks in their companies. They've built their own companies. They're, you know, maybe working in a successful company in a corporate position, but also invest in multifamily real estate. So these are high-achieving people on this program that listen to this. And, of course, we can understand how without that action component, we don't ever get more confidence. And that's why it's so important to think about this, because I know from my own experience, I may be riddled with self-doubt, right? I'm not a perfect person. But if I take action, even if it's imperfect action, it's still better than not taking action. And if I do it with enough consistency over time, then it starts to lead to a confidence building. And this doesn't take a lot of time, by the way. In order for you to get an expert at anything, just doing something, learning something for 15 minutes every single day. By the end of the year, oh my gosh, you're going to be so much more improved than when you started. And within even just a few years' time, you're going to be a top expert. And you can apply this to investing, multifamily. You can, and you know, take this same principle and apply it to anything you learn in life. And confidence is a great side effect of this. So I do want to share some strategies as well for overcoming fear, doubt, and hesitation, because these things, you know, can really get in our way and, again, hinder the amount of success that we have. So I will use an example from Ashley Wilson. She is a multifamily investor and operator, and she shares how she overcame fear in her first major deal, which is what I want to share with you today, because, again, I know some of your listeners are getting into this, right? So she shares, I was terrified of making a mistake, but I realized that if I didn't take action, I would never move forward. I broke down my fear by taking one small step each day, and before I knew it, the deal was done. Now I tell my new investors that action, not analysis paralysis, is what truly matters. I'm sure that resonates with your viewers, Paul. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I think I'm as my listeners know, I'm an old guy, and analysis paralysis was something that I first heard of back in the early 1980s when things were, we were going through a real estate boom and then a real estate bust. So it was something that came to the forefront. And, you know, the overcoming fear and doubt and hesitation is so important, not only in taking action, but in other parts of the day-to-day things that we have to deal with, whether it's change management, if we have something that's changing in the way we do our work, or when you have a new person who comes to work that you don't know yet, who's going to be in your office or under your supervision, or mm-hmm. above you and as a supervisor. You know, that doubt is something. So those strategies, I think, can apply not only to taking action, but to other areas. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And action really breeds confidence, because we can analyze something to death.
Yeah. You know?
And I think a lot of people who would put themselves in the bucket of being a high achiever, a perfectionist, right? You can think and philosophize forever. But if you don't take action, you'll never get more confident. You'll never be more equipped, right? And I even have entrepreneurial friends that I, you know, mentor, give guidance and advice to, and coach, and that type of thing. And one particular client, she's terrified of social media marketing, so she doesn't post. So I asked her, well, how are you, if you go and watch somebody run at the gym on a treadmill, are you going to get better at running? She said, of course not. That's ridiculous. So I told her, well, if you don't ever do this, you're never actually going to get better, and you'll never get better by watching somebody else do it. You have to do it. And when you take that action, the fear and the doubt over time starts to dissipate and diminish. And all of a sudden, what was once fear and doubt and uncertainty is now, you know, you being a leader and equipping yourself for success. So it's really important, and again, so applicable to investment as well, because if we don't take action, a great deal could go by us really quick. So it's about taking decisive and inspired action and aligning, again, your habits and your daily choices with the desired outcomes that you want. And if something in your life is not changing, if you feel stuck, right? Or even mm-hmm. if your portfolio feels stuck, whatever it is in your life, if it feels stuck, there's probably some inaction that was the cause of it, right? And I think anybody can relate to that. So in times of uncertainty, which is now, right, using that action, again, that decisive action to help equip you, it's going to be going to take you so much farther in your career, in your life, in your investments than inaction ever will. I promise.
We've got about 2 minutes left. Talk a little bit about if someone is feeling that suffocation, that self-doubt. You know, what would you recommend they do to try and take that action? How do they overcome that?
Write it down, get clarity. And the next segment, I will teach you some visualization techniques as well to help bring the clarity in and, you know, solidify it. But write down your goals, write down what you want, write down where you see yourself in the future, right? Because chances are, none of us wants to be in the same spot next year, next week, next month, the next 10 years as we are today. We want to continually progress and evolve, right?
Right.
So getting a clarity is so important, and really writing it down and understanding what you want is tremendous in helping you to succeed.
Okay. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to come back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks, or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co. Zentra.co. Zintra.co. Or contact your Allegion representative.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of confident strategies for multifamily professionals. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is an international best-selling author, a sought-after keynote speaker, and the CEO of Best Branding Solutions, the awesome Tara LaFon Gooch. I do want to remind our listeners that there are certain sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. I thanked some in the previous segment, and got a few more that I would like to thank now, and that is Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management, Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Tara, in the first segment, we talked about your GRASP method, G-R-A-S-P. We talked about gratitude. Second segment, we talked about R, responsibility. Last segment, A, action. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the S and P in GRASP, which is sight and purpose. So let's start with sight.
Absolutely. Visualization is so important in goal setting, right? So I think about, for me, before I, you know, gave my TEDx talk in England, I had to visualize myself doing a really good job. And this is not uncommon. Professional sports players swear by this. Actors and actresses do this as well. And visualization is so important. Again, to see yourself already succeeding is kind of like playing the movie in your mind before you actually do the thing. And this helps set up your confidence because, honestly, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between a visualization exercise that you're doing and something that actually really happened, which is fascinating to me. But here's a great quote from Brandon Turner, who's the former co-host of the Bigger Pockets podcast. He credits visualization as one of the most powerful tools. And he says, I visualized in my goals down to the finest detail. And he says, when he bought his first multifamily property, he had already walked through that property hundreds of times in his mind. So the visualization actually helped him stay motivated and focused, even when his path was a little difficult. Because in his mind, he already saw the outcome, which is so interesting, right? And then it's about aligning your business actions as well with a clear sense of purpose to fuel that long-term success and fulfillment. Because honestly, no matter what we do, no matter how successful we are, the happiest people overall in life are the fulfilled ones, right? So here's a great quote as well from a multifamily investor. He's known as the mad scientist of multifamily. And he talks about aligning with purpose and how it transformed his career. And he says, when I realized my purpose was not just to make money, but to provide quality housing, build communities, and help families, everything shifted for him. And he says his investments became more meaningful, and he felt a deeper sense of fulfillment just by aligning a clear sense of purpose to his goals of success. So it's so important to do this, because this alignment that I'm talking about with purpose can lead to a greater sense of success and attract actually like-minded investors and partners to you as well, which I think is so important. It's all about attracting the people that, you know, complement you, people who are also rising in success, people who want to share wealth with others and abundance and prosperity with others as well. You want to attract that type of people. And I'll go back to Grant Cardone as well. He emphasizes the importance of purpose, saying if your goal is just to make money, you're going to burn out. But if you have a purpose, something bigger than yourself, that's what's keeping you going. And I think anybody can relate to that. And Cardone encourages multifamily entrepreneurs to not just visualize, their financial returns, but also the impact that they are creating with their tenants, their communities, their teams, and beyond. And I feel like when you shift the narrative to how much money can I make in the shortest amount of time, to actually the people that you're impacting, it makes such a tremendous difference, not only in your life and your mindset, but also the people that you're impacting can really feel that. Don't you think, Paul?
Yeah, I agree 100%. Purpose is something that we really need to make sure that we understand what the purpose is that our work will affect. We work mm-hmm. every day, obviously to earn money, but that purpose mm-hmm. is what really hopefully. Is the most meaningful part of what we do. We have about a minute left before I want to transition to something else, but what kind of tips can you give somebody if they want to try and adopt the GRASP method?
I would say that this is a lifestyle change. I wish I could tell people that if you do this once, your entire life is going to change and you're going to go from unfulfilled or depressed or anxious to a state of confidence and gratitude. But this is something that you incorporate in your daily life, and you can practice it within multiple aspects of your life. And I encourage you to do this, both within yourself, within your families. Imagine applying this GRASP method inside your family unit. How would that change the dynamics? Imagine applying this GRASP method to your investments, to your tenants, to your leadership. How would that change? Imagine applying this method to any aspect of your life and doing it as a lifestyle change so that it becomes a habit which makes success inevitable. Inevitable. It works regardless of what your goal is, yes.
Well, we've got a few minutes left, and I always want to ask our guests on the show, what are they working on now? I know in the break we were talking, and a couple of weeks ago you had another book release. Talk a little bit about your books, where people can find them, and some of the other things that you're working on, and how someone can reach out to you to talk with you if they want to connect. We got about 2.5 minutes left.
Yeah, so I have two best-selling books. They're both available on Amazon. The first book is How to Grasp Confidence and Own Your Power. It's a 5-step strategy, this exact strategy we talked about today, that you can apply in your life right now. So that's available on Amazon. And my second book, which came out 2 weeks ago now, is called Talk Your Way to the Top. So if you don't know me, I'm a professional speaker, and I'm also an international TEDx speaker. So I decided to write a book to help other people who wanted to become global thought leaders, share their stories, impact the lives of millions, to be able to have a key to do exactly just that, because this is part of my purpose, Paul, is to help people become unstoppably confident so that they can live the life that they were designed to live. Honestly, we weren't designed for a life of misery or pain or sadness. We're designed to really thrive. And my work and my mission is to help others believe that they can thrive and not just survive. So that's why I brought my book to the world, and I'm open to speaking with teams, either leadership teams, in workshop settings to do this exact method, and also keynote speaking as well. Absolutely open to that. I definitely am a believer of this method. I've tried it, and others have as well, and we just continue to see the reverberations of the ripple effect that this method has made, and especially teams. Some interesting things I've also noticed is that when this method is implemented, the retention rate increases in the staff, and even less sick days, which is incredible. And we think about how impactful that is with a business. So my purpose is to help inspire others to have lives of inspired action fueled by gratitude and confidence. And I look forward to helping as many people all over the world as I can.
And how could someone reach out to you if they want to?
Absolutely. The best way to reach out to me is by visiting my website, or I'm very active on LinkedIn as well. My website is taralafongooch.com, and my email is tara@taralafongooch.com as well.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today. I know our listeners got a lot out of it. We are going to have to stop it here, but we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.